what we see with our annual Kentucky Health Issues Poll is consistently strong support for any health policies that are targeted at children. And this data release highlights that in its look at tobacco-free campuses, nutrition standards, and physical activity. And when you look at the tobacco-free campus policy, what that's really targeted to do is keep young people from trying tobacco, because research is very strong and indicates that the younger a person is when they first try tobacco, the more susceptible they are to becoming addicted.
Aren't students prohibited from smoking at most schools as it is?
I believe so. And this is really targeted at events that happen at schools and teachers and parents in the environment of children.
What evidence is there that tobacco-free campuses have that effect on kids to help them to formulate better decisions for their habits?
It's really about exposure to smoking, exposure to tobacco, and just really delaying any point where they would start smoking.
Tell me about the new USDA nutrition standards. 78% of people surveyed support things like reducing salt and saturated fat. The new standards also set caloric limits and require students to choose a fruit or vegetable.
Yes, so the USDA is really trying to push schools to provide meals that are healthier for their kids. In particular, in high-poverty districts, many kids get breakfast and lunch and sometimes even dinner or the most number of calories a day from school. And so this is really pushing schools to provide as nutritious a meal as possible.
And a lot of children receive breakfast, lunch, and then a snack to take home. Are we kind of forcing healthy food habits on kids?
I think some people would look at that way, and some people would look at the research and understand that getting kids to eat healthy is really an early building block in behavior. And, we really want kids to be healthy and not obese so that they can perform better in school, be better learners, and it has a big impact later on in their life.
Nearly 100% of those surveyed are in favor of physical activity of some sort for 60 minutes a day. Are the days of elective gym classes over?
I don't know the answer to that, but it's very, very clear from this survey and data we've collected over time that there's a really strong support for physical activity for kids in schools. I think people can appreciate the power of physical activity for mental and emotional well-being, for physical wellness. And they're very supportive of it. And, across all three of these issues, we really saw that people, no matter what their political party was, are very supportive of these policies. People just want to see their children and the children in their community living and going to school in environments that are healthy for their development.
You can find out how to get more information about the Kentucky Health Issues Poll and Interact for Health and the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jennifer Jabinski, thank you.
Thank you.